Thank you for calling MFM Billing Services. How may I assist you?
Hi, my name is Emma. I'm calling on behalf of one of our clients here at CME Merrigan Law. I was just looking to confirm their account balance.
So sorry, just hold a minute.
Okay.
Hey, this is Rukia. How can I help you?
Hi, my name is Emma. I'm calling from Sweeney American Law on behalf of our client, looking to confirm their account balance.
Okay, to confirm her account balance, right? Okay,
yes, to confirm my account balance.
If you can just help me with the date of birth for the patient, then I can open up the account.
Yep, date of birth is 3/7/1998.
And the name of the patient is?
Tyler Holding.
You say 3/7/1988, right?
3/7/1998, yes.
Oh, 1998. For now, we don't have any outstanding balance for him on our side. Yep, there is none.
Everything has been paid.
Sorry? Yeah, everything has been paid. Yeah, we just have one claim that is in process for him.
Okay, is that for the date of service 2/27/2025?
Yeah, that's the one. Yeah, 2/27/2025. Yep.
And is it out to the health insurance?
Sorry?
Is it out to the health insurance?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. It was submitted to his commercial, yeah, to his commercial insurance, United Healthcare.
Okay, and when was it submitted to them? That's just the data service from a while ago.
Okay, just give me a minute. So, yeah, originally I believe the claim was submitted. Yeah, it was submitted to United Healthcare on March 3rd of 2025.
March?
3rd.
Okay, well, have you received anything from them? I mean, at this point, that's months ago.
We did receive an EOB, and there was a deductible charge of $273.98. And I believe we resubmitted the claim to Progressive. I believe it is the Workers' Comp or the MVA.
Yeah, that's exhausted. So that amount's just going to be patient owed if the health insurance already processed
it. Just give me a minute. I think that was resubmitted. That was submitted back to the health insurance then. Yeah, it was.
Well, no, if it already processed with the health insurance, it can't go back to the health insurance. They've already processed it, you said.
Yeah, but I think someone might have mistakenly submitted the claim back to his insurance. Yeah, let me have a look on that. Because I think once we got that deductible from the insurance, the patient called and then asked us to submit that to his workers' comp, and yep, then it was submitted back to you guys and sorry, the workers' comp, and yeah, it got denied stating that policy has been exhausted. Policy benefits. Policy
okay, so you're saying that it was submitted to health insurance and health insurance made a payment, and then you guys submitted it back to health insurance?
No. The United Healthcare did not made any payment. That was a deductible of $273.98, and it was submitted to Progressive. I believe that's
okay. The Progressive's exhausted, so that 273 is going to be patient
responsibility. Yeah. So yeah. But yeah, let me have a look at this claim as it was submitted back to the health insurance. We will have to do something for that.
Yeah, that's definitely incorrect.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, then the patient outstanding will be this 273.98. That will be the patient outstanding charges. Yeah. So that will be patient responsibility, 273.98.
Okay, perfect. And do you guys have a good address to send payment once this case settles?
Yeah, just give me a minute. So you're going to do a payment via check or?
Check.
Okay. So that will be P.O. Box 14636.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Just give me a minute. Belfast. Main. So
yes.
You have that right? PO Box 14636, Belfast, Main 04915.
Okay, and can that be made out to Middleton Family Medicine Associates?
Yeah, it can, yeah.
Okay, thank you so much.
Yep, no worries. You have yourself a good day.
Yeah.